The local word on sport. Out of bounds. Triple M.
Right now, it's time to talk South West Football League, and in particular, top rank captain that is hoping to, yeah, I don't know, I reckon just get something back this weekend.
Oh, they'll be looking to bounce back, no doubt about that. We'll find out how they're going to do it by having a chat to the Kerry Park captain in Liam Stewart. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not by yourself, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's quite all right. Thank you for joining us. What gets said after the game? Obviously, the performance you guys did not want to have. What do you sort of say to the club post that sort of performance last week?
Yeah, very disappointing last week. I think it's one of those ones where we forget about it and we move on to Busso this week, mate.
Yeah, okay. In terms of this weekend's game, it's a big game for Busselton, and we're going to touch on that a little bit later on in the notice board, but they've got a big fundraiser going on. Those sort of games where the club decides to put on a special event around it, does that affect you guys, or do you guys just have to go, no, put it behind us and we just beat who we beat?
Yeah, it's always good to have different people around the footy club, but I think... Yeah, it's just go out there and beat who we need to beat. So, yeah.
Now, before we move off from last week, I know you want to move off. Where do you think they got
on? But okay, fine.
Where do you think they got on top of us, and what areas did you sort of lack in?
Yeah, I think they beat us at our own game there. I think they got us out the back very easily, which is very disappointing. So, yeah, and most of those boys have played footy for us at some stage in their career, so they knew the ground very well. So, that didn't help.
Was it tough having those guys who played with you earlier in the year up against you on the other side this time around?
Yeah, they're very good players and they played well in the day, so credit to them, but yeah.
So we'll put that one to bed. Now you run home, more or less your destiny's in your own hands. You've got Busso, Collie, HBL, Augusta, Margaret River, and then finish with Donnybrook. Yep. Those other sides are all ones that are going to be battling for that fourth and fifth spot.
Yeah, very big games. All cliche, 1 week at a time, though, so we're only looking forward to Busso. But, a few games away. We've got Margs away and Collie away, so that'll be tough, but,
Is there a confidence within the playing group that, yes, you can beat any of those top sides?
Yeah, of course. We've played some great footy during the year, so hopefully we can refine that at some stage and we can beat anyone on our day, I think.
And Reece Wilkie, he's been a great asset to your football club. Can you let us know a bit about him?
Reece come from Pinjarra. Very quiet bloke sometimes not. Loves getting around the boys, but very good player. Can sit on your head, but also very good at his feet. So,
now there was a big reunion day last week, and all the 2008 league players, and I think the 98 Colts reserves. Did you get a bit of advice after the game?
Oh yeah, you get that every week anyway. So. some very good players played back that day, so it was, you always should listen to them when they speak. So,
now, it has been a very tough and even competition. Who's probably the toughest side you've come up against?
I think we played them last week. Eton were very good last week. But anyone can still win, like you said, so it's very tough.
You touched on Reece Wilkie before. There's two absolute young guns that played at the Landmark Country Footy Champs for the Colts team earlier in the year, and that's Malik Wallum and Eli Hill. They just seem to ooze class, these two.
Yeah, they do. They can still play Colts, which is the scary thing. And then we also got Ryan Bunnell from South, who's injured at the moment. But, they're very, very good players. Contaclia, you hate the man up on them at training, so they can get you to the ground pretty easy.
What makes them so good?
They read the ball very well and very silky, both sides of the feet too. And, like I said before about Reece Wilkie, they can sit in your head too at training, so you better watch out.
Isn't that the captain's prerogative, though? You don't man up on them?
True.
Sometimes you got to do the hard stuff.
You've got to lead by example, is that right?
Yeah. You've got to look bad in front of everyone. That's just the way it is.
True.
Now, just from the outside looking in, just covering the whole season, you've been very good this season and still well and truly in the mix. It appears there's a very good culture and a good foundation being put in place at the Kerry Park Footy Club.
Yeah, it is. It started over a couple of years ago now, but, we're just trying to move forward with things. And, Richie's and the board and that have been very good about it and trying to push that culture, which we're just going to keep going about it.
So let's talk about this weekend's game up against Busselton. We sort of talked about it a couple of times today here on Triple M, that it's a bit of a mini elimination final in a way. The way that the ladder is set up, lose this and all of a sudden you're two, maybe even three games off the top five by the end of the weekend.
Yeah. If either team loses this week, it's going to be very difficult. So win's very important.
Where do we need to beat Busselton at their game?
I think we need to worry about ourselves, to be honest. Play our own game, and then I think the win will come.
I think that's the key to it, isn't it, Liam? Yeah. You can get too focused on trying to stop other players, but if you get the ball, they're chasing you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It'll be a great game coming up on Sunday. On Saturday, it's a great game. It's one of those twilight games at Busselton. Like, as I said, they're building it up as their leukemia fundraiser, which we'll touch on in the notice board very, very soon. But a lot of people that are going to be going along to the game, in fact, this weekend.
100%. Yeah. Now, when we were talking off air, Liam said he was going to stitch up one of his teammates there. Who is the most annoying person at the Kerry Park Football Club at the minute?
Oh, I don't think I could throw him under the bus now. But,
I think you can.
I'll just say Josh Bradbury, mate. Just Josh Bradbury.
He just decided to throw someone else.
For a reason?
No, I'll leave it at that. Everyone knows why.
Okay. No, there's an insider. All of a sudden, everyone at the Kerry Park Football Club is going, nodding their heads. Yeah. We know why. Well, Josh, if you're listening out there, happy to come onto the show and retort if need be. Liam, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. Best of luck on the weekend. It's going to be a ripping game coming up Saturday twilight out there at Beauvale Park.
Nah, cheers, mate. Thanks.
Out of Bounds. Triple M.